basically a chance for Hampshire to showcase its produce up at Westminster. It's an opportunity for producers to get in front of some pretty influential people, and obviously the PR behind it, you know, is really good, not only for our county but also for these producers. So,
what could they potentially get from it? What's the point? You say obviously they're going up in front of MPs and influential people. Does it mean that they could go further afield than just Hampshire?
Well, possibly, indeed, possibly. We've got a few producers that actually supply Westminster already. We've got buyers coming into the room that are buyers for the restaurants up at the House of Commons. So potentially, you know, who knows, they could end up supplying up there, or they could end up supplying perhaps another county through another MP that comes into the room and thinks, wow, that's an amazing product, you know, let's have it in our county.
I guess it's also a really good advert for Hampshire generally, just saying, you know, we've got this area and look at all these things we can produce.
Well, you know, Hampshire Fair has been supporting producers for 20-odd years. And in all that time, we haven't had the opportunity to go up to the House of Commons and have our Hampshire Day. It's thanks to the three MPs involved, Caroline Noakes, Damien Hines and George Hollenberry, who have sponsored this event that has enabled us to have our Hampshire Day, finally, you know.
Obviously, there are a lot of producers in Hampshire. How do you decide who gets to go?
Oh, that's one major headache, to be honest. Firstly, we emailed all the members of Hampshire Fair to say, you know, it was personal invite letter from Caroline Noakes explaining what we were intending on doing. When push came to shove, we had like 57 producers to try and cram into a room that perhaps takes about 12. So it was very, very difficult, very difficult. And probably narrowed down in terms of product range, picked out of a hat, those that could actually make the 10th of June. And we've pushed the space element as far as we can. We've got 16 going into that room, so it's going to be pretty snug. And most of them are sharing space together, you know, on tables. So it was extremely difficult. Yeah, extremely difficult.
Do you think the fact that there were so many who potentially wanted to come up just shows how many sort of independent and innovative producers there are in Hampshire?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got people who are very small producers, but they've got big aspirations to get bigger. Then you've got like medium-sized producers who, you know, this opportunity was like, wow, this could catapult us to the next level and give us lots of PR, you know, and present and put our name on the map, as it were. So, yes, I think it's incredible that we had such a great response towards this opportunity. And we have fantastic producers in Hampshire. There's no doubt about that.
And I guess it just goes to show that producers like we're talking about Upham Brewery, that they are already up in Westminster.
They are indeed, yeah. They're on the pumps up there already. Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show, let's face it, we've got a wine up there, Danebury are up there already, Hilton Water. So, you know, never be put off by feeling that something's out of reach, you know. I think it's in reach for all of our producers that want to go that next step and become a bit bigger.